One moment, please, operator.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Lehman's coming to the phone. Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Bobby Lehman?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Austin.
Mr. Lehman?
Yes?
Yes, sir. How do you hear me, sir?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
This is Robert Lehman.
Yes, sir. This is the LBJ range, sir. How do you hear me, sir?
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you very good. Do you hear me good?
Yes, I hear you.
All right, sir. Just a moment for the president, sir.
How are you getting along?
I beg your pardon?
How are you getting along? How are you doing?
I'm getting along all right, sir.
I was just thinking of you today, and I wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. I was very happy about everything, and I couldn't have been happier. And when you ask me how I'm getting along well because I'm in good spirits.
Well?
That's because as a result of the recognition you got, which was so well deserved.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten it if it hadn't been a few people like you willing to help me. And I wanted to tell you that Lady Bird and I were sitting down here having lunch with Doug and Phyllis Dillon, and I was bragging on your helping me, and I just decided to call you while I had a moment.
Well, sir, thank you very much. I'm very grateful, but I can assure you I express my very sincere feelings.
Well, you were wonderful, and I'll always remember it, and I want to thank you, too, for letting Eddie help me so much.
Well, Eddie is of course, he's your good friend, and he's been my wonderful friend, and he seems to be happier when he's helping people than at any other time.
I think that's right, but I believe if you frowned at him, he loves you so much, if you frowned at him, he might turn Republican, so I appreciate your smiling instead of frowning.
Well, there's no chance of his turning Republican,
well,
I can tell you.
Bobby,
I'm delighted, and I'm very grateful for your call, sir.
Thank you. Thank your associates for helping me, and say hello to Eddie for me.
I certainly will. He's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
I sure do.
One minute.
Hello, Mr. President.
Say, Eddie, you're supposed to be over there. We're running the Democratic headquarters. What are you doing there at Lehman Brothers, these big-shot bankers?
Well, my headquarters for the Democratic Party in New York. You got every partner to vote for.
Southern
Democrats.
You're just interested in that little old commodity known as money. You're over there making money.
Well,
I was sitting here with Doug and Phyllis Dillon, and they were bragging on you and Bobby Lehman and everybody that helped us up there, so I just decided I'd call Bobby and thank him, and I was going to call you a little later today because I want to see if you can't come down here over the weekend and go back to Washington with me. I got some problems I want to talk to you about.
I'd be glad to come. When do you want me to come?
Well, whatever day is convenient, probably Saturday, and go back Sunday.
All right, I'll come Saturday.
Bring Alice if you want to. I'll have a plane pick you up. I've got a lot of... you can bring little Eddie if you want to.
How shall I come?
I'll get a jet star to pick you up and bring you down.
All right, you fix the time.
And I'll have my aide call you.
Fine.
I've got some business problems. They say we're going to have to get rid of our business. I don't want to, but I want to talk to you about that. You might talk to Abe about it.
All right. Is Abe back in work?
No, he's going back. He's on his way back. And
all right.
Lady Bird says she'll divorce me before she quit the business, and I've got to choose between... She'd rather have the business than me.
Well, if she divorces you, I'll tell her I propose marriage to her.
All right, well, you quit proposing because she's not interested in an old man like you. She wants some she wants some university boy.
Well... You have your aide call me and let me know.
All right, we'll do it, and we'll be Saturday sometime.
Fine, thank you.
Bye. Tell Bobby I sure do appreciate everything.
Well, he's so delighted. He's in cloud nine. He was so delighted with the election, and he meant every word that he said in his statement.
I know what all he's done, and I never forget his statement.
He wants to do more.
I never forget his statement, and I appreciate what he's had you do for us, too.
Mr. President, he told me a blank check and anything that you need.
Well, you never would impose on me. I told him if he frowned at you, you'd turn Republican, so I was glad he smiled. And he said, no, there's not anything to get you to go Republican.
Not a chance.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.